Chapter 3 Kenna ran her fingers through her short curls once more before sliding her feet into her sandals to go downstairs. She had only meant to sleep a few hours, but a quick glance at the clock showed it was almost noon. The luggage Reese had put in her bedroom was proof that he and his men had unloaded the truck without her help. Hearing voices outside her bedroom window, she walked over to the sill and saw Reese talking to a few of his men on the ground below. She recognized all of them except one, so she figured he must be the new guy Reese had mentioned he was hiring. He was a pretty nice-looking man, but the woman in her couldn't help but appreciate Reese, especially in the looks department. He was eye candy of the most luscious kind, and he epitomized what tall, dark, and handsome truly meant. As far as she was concerned, no other man looked as good in a pair of jeans as Reese Medeiros. But then, he cleaned up rather nicely too, she thought, remembering how good he'd looked at Blade's wedding last month. She and Reese usually talked two or three times a week. It wasn't unusual for him to tell her what was happening around the ranch. Sometimes, he'd ask her opinion about certain things, and she would do likewise. Whenever there was a problem she couldn't resolve, personal or professional, he was the first person she called. And no matter what he was doing, no matter whether it was day or night, he would make time for her. When she saw Reese head inside the house, leaving the group of men behind, she closed the curtain and proceeded to go downstairs. But before she reached the doorway, the phone rang. Kenna and Reese had come to an understanding years ago that their friendship gave them the right to answer the phone at each other's place. If the caller took issue with it, then that was their problem. She picked up the phone in her room. Tall Oaks Ranch. There was a pause.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Reese, said a woman's voice.
Kenna immediately knew it was Allison Richards, Reese's ex-girlfriend, the one he dated for almost a year. Everyone had assumed that Allison might become Mrs. Reese Medeiros, but a few months ago, Reese had called and surprised Kenna when he casually mentioned that he and Allison were no longer seeing each other. Kenna had every reason to believe it had been Reese's decision and not Allison's.